muddy feedlot pens and more winter weather on the way is keeping pressure on calf and feeder cattle prices, those same conditions will likely keep cash fed cattle prices steady to higher this week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. Spot feeder cattle futures pressured the entire cattle complex. Factors included stronger grain prices and the continued erosion in cash calf and feeder cattle prices tied to weather. Live cattle futures closed an average of 65 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.25 lower across a range of 72 cents lower to $2.35 lower in spot Jan. Corn futures closed 3 to 6 cents higher through September of 20 and then 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 13 cents higher through January of 20 and then mostly 6 to 7 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on moderate demand and offerings according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 57 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $212.50 a hundredweight. Select was 70 cents higher at $207.64. As mentioned earlier, feedlot demand for feeder cattle continues to be curbed by tough pen conditions and winter weather. That goes especially for cattle at heavier weights. As the AMS reporter at Husk Platte Valley Livestock Auction in Kearney, Nebraska noted midweek, poor pen conditions in a very large area of the northern and southern plains is making it a tick tough to sell heavier weights of feeder cattle, but buyers continue to chase after lighter weight, grass-type cattle for summer turnout. With that in mind, here's a sampling of weekly Thursday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold a dollar lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $5 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $6 lower. Steer calves sold $3 lower, while heifer calves traded $4 lower. There were 4,220 head on offer. At Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, though, steers and heifers sold steady. There were 2,541 head on offer there. Likewise, at Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 600 to 650 sold mostly steady, but $2 to $4 lower at 651 to 700 pounds. There were 2,333 head. Feeder steers weighing 500 to 650 sold $2 to $6 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Steers weighing 6.5 to 7 traded steady to a dollar higher, but $2 to $4 lower at 700 to 850 pounds, and then $6 lower at 900 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 4.5 to 5.5 sold $7 to $11 lower, and $4 to $5 lower at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 2,276 head on offer. Finally, at Pratt Livestock in Kansas, where there are 2,086 head, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 8.5 sold $7 to $8 lower, and $2 to $5 lower at 850 to 900 pounds on a limited offering. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold $4 lower. Heifer calves weighing 5 to 5.5 sold $4 lower in a limited test. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher again Thursday, reportedly mostly due to disputed news that the White House might ease tariffs on China during current trade negotiations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 162 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 19 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 49 points. Beef is healthier and more sustainable today than at any point in time, according to a recent study conducted by USDA's Agricultural Research Service and the Beef Checkoff, published in the Journal of Agricultural Systems. For instance, the study found that data commonly used to depict beef cattle's environmental impact in the U.S. is often overestimated. The study, which is the most comprehensive beef life cycle assessment to date, evaluated greenhouse gas emissions, feed consumption, water use, and fossil fuel inputs. In all these areas, beef's environmental impacts were found to be less than previously reported. Among the findings, beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Per pound of beef carcass weight, cattle only consume 2.6 pounds of grain, which is similar to pork and poultry. Corn used to feed beef cattle only represents approximately 9% of harvested corn grain in the U.S., or 8 million acres. By way of contrast, 37.5% of corn acreage in the U.S. is used for producing fuel ethanol. On average, it takes 308 gallons of water, which is recycled, to produce a pound of boneless beef. In total, water used by beef is only around 5% of U.S. water withdrawals. According to Sarah Place, Senior Director of Sustainable Beef Production Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, cattle are natural upcyclers, which means most of what cattle eat can't be consumed by humans and would otherwise end up in the landfill. At the end of the day, she says, cattle generate more protein for the human food supply than would exist without them because their unique digestive system allows them to convert human inedible plants into high-quality protein. While that's old news to folks in the cattle business, that's something more consumers need to hear and understand. Moreover, beef continues to become more sustainable in the U.S. thanks to innovation and production efficiencies. For instance, in the U.S. today, the same amount of beef is produced with one-third fewer cattle as compared to the mid-1970s. That's according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. If the rest of the world were as efficient as the U.S., global beef production could double while cutting the global cattle herd by 25%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.